FTP. I'm talking FTP. Yeah, you know me. I'm talking FTP.
Yeah, you know me. It's the free-to-play game on Better Picks. Choose 8 questions and get them right. You got your chance at winning $10,000. Download Better Play today. I'll let you win on one of my picks for free. That's me knocking Borland out in under 3.5 rounds. I'm out. Download Better and play Better Picks, free to play game for a chance to win 10K. Have you been thinking about that?
About sickle cell anemia? That's all I think about.
Yeah, right.
It just consumes you.
It literally consumes me.
It consumed you literally, your whole body.
Yeah, I don't even know exactly what sickle cell is. I just got warned by my mother when I was younger. She was like, you carry the trait.
Yeah.
You carry the sickle cell trait from your father. So if you do have kids with a woman who also has a trait, your kid will have sickle cell anemia. And to me, it's just been made out my whole life to be this
terrible. Actually sickle cell anemia. It actually is a type of blood disorder where your cells look like sickles and they stab each other.
Mm.
And then you start to like bleed out from the inside.
Yeah.
You know who's a famous person who has sickle cell anemia? T-Boz from TLC.
So once again, like, so we're like in our 20s.
Yes.
So we're not familiar with all these...
You don't know TLC?
Ancient people.
God, okay. So who TLC is,
you're really
like...
You're aging here. You're aging yourself.
Who would be like your TLC?
You know what TLC is?
Your TLC, it would be like, you know, like...
That's
your,
My Strange Addiction is on there, right? On TLC? Station.
I think so, yeah. It'd be like your K-pop. You know, like...
What?
Like before,
we're not Korean.
Well, before, like, you know, when I was growing up, like all like the good songs were like, you know, by like black women in their 20s, and yep. Now all the good songs are by, it sounds like black women in their 20s, but it's really 25-year-old Korean men.
Yeah,
that's like the new wave.
Yeah, I don't think that wave has hit us either.
Korea, when I was growing up, was the enemy, and now they're a friend.
Yeah, big time.
But
big link up, you know what I'm saying?
But I am an American citizen, and for me, just as an oath that I took as soon as I came out of my mother's womb, is for me, if you were ever an enemy to America, you are always an enemy to America, and I don't care if we're not at war anymore, you will always be my enemy if you were once my enemy. So that's how I roll.
So you're holding grudges.
Britain, Vietnam, Spain.
What was that?
Spain. Iraq, the Middle East, everybody, a full enemy thing. Enemies of America, if you were once an enemy of us, I can't do it. I will not eat sushi. I will not eat Vietnamese food. I will not listen to Adele. They are all enemies.
Is Adele?
She's a British Vietnamese person.
Wow, I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
She looks pretty American.
Jake, if you're going to wear the headphones. You're just wearing them on the side of your head.
Yeah, because I want to still be able to, like, hear in one ear. Cause, like, I'm doing, like, the one ear type of shit.
Right.
Just because, like, the two ear, and then it, like, falls off.
Do you think you're the most successful person ever with an Amish beard?
Gotta be. I mean, it's an unfair competitive advantage just because I have the internet.
Yeah.
Like, how could they compete?
Dude, it's like, what are they going to do?
The fuck? I'm already 10 laps ahead of them when the race starts. Like, you could get their whole village to follow them on, you know, verbally. Like, I'm with you, brother.
Right.
But that's like max 1,000 followers.
Yeah, dude. They can't do it. And, you know,
Jesus numbers.
You are pushing Jesus numbers. And you have a Jesus vibe to you.
Dude.
Jesus Paul.
Don't tell him that.
No, because, I mean, you're going to get crucified. So
On my fight, is what you're saying?
Yeah, dude.
So you're a Ryan Borland fan?
Dude, he's going to beat the shit out of you. Oh, my God. I can't wait till fucking an old guy, one of my guys, 35, 36? Dude, yeah, I hope he fucking crushes you. Oh, yeah, dude. Just one for the fucking old guys.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, dude. And then I hope he fucking goes, that's for K-pop.
He fucking wins for K-pop.
Yeah. No, dude.
Are you going to the fight?
I was going to go to the fight, but I'm actually filming my comedy special next week in Tarrytown, so I can't come to the fight.
Already plugging.
Already plugging.
We're 5 minutes into the episode.
Yes,
that's why you're really here, right?
I can't tell you what network it's on. They told me not to say that because it's a big deal, but it does rhyme with Shmulu.
Let me think here.
I can't tell you what it is, so even if you say what it is, I will say I don't know. I will say
so we can't get the exclusive.
It rhymes with cruel.
Bulu, mm-hmm. Bulu, Sulu, Tulu.
You got it? I'll say it. It's Al Jazeera. I'm doing my first comedy special on Al Jazeera for my friend right here. Dude. Are you Muslim, sir?
Yes.
He does. You're right. He does.
He looks like it.
He does. You do. No, but it's your beard, dude. You do. You got a little, you look like a jihadi John.
He's Cuban.
Yeah, with the tan.
He looks like a hot.
He's Cuban.
He's Cuban.
Yeah.
Cubano. Also an enemy of mine. You know what? Cuban's good. You guys have the most Jews of all the Latino nations. Big Jew population. Am I right?
Are you Jewish?
Fishelman knows. Yeah.
Wow. Big Jew guy over here.
Who do you got? Man. Are you on Israel's side, Palestine side? It's hard because you are close to the Jewish faith, but the young kids want Palestine. And you're working with the youth who they're all about free Palestine, but you have Israeli blood. So what do you do there? It's a conflict, just like there is in Gaza.
Chris for president.
Vote for me.
You're preaching.
Dude, it's tough, man.
So we got a Cuban and your
Puerto Rican wife. So we
is
got
that why you're here in Puerto Rico?
Yes. Yes. Yes.
The visit?
Oh, I came down to visit her. She's been working here on the plantation, yeah.
Man, it's always great having you on the show. I feel like we have so much to cover and to talk about. Yes. We could just go all day.
Dude, I would love to, but...
Just drink a couple Celsius and go all day.
Love Celsius.
Not just him bringing up circumcision. Do you know there's a whole movement of people who are really resentful about the fact that they got circumcised? Apparently, it's really fucked some people over. They have no sensitivity and they're very angry.
They're called trans women.
Hey, what do you tell them?
Hey,
what do you tell them?
You know what? That's why we've made a decision, and I'm so thankful to my mother. My mother's listening. She's a big Jake Paul fan. She, thank God. When she got me circumcised back in 1984, she saved my foreskin, okay? And I have been having that same struggle that you've mentioned. All the stuff I said, why did you? I felt like I'd been mutilated. Mm. And so she saved my foreskin.
Wow.
And thank God. See, this is where sometimes, you know, I was upset for a lot of my life for my penis never growing. Mm. And having a relatively small penis, as you know, Jasmine can tell you.
Confirmed? She's on her phone.
She tells the truth. No, she's
not
on the
listening.
Phone. She knows I'm about 4 inches, 5 with warts.
And okay. Yeah, that's
when
gross.
When I have a flare up,
like the flare. She likes the flare.
She doesn't mind it. We conceived our third kid off a wart.
You could hit the G spot with the.
The only time that she has a full orgasm to completion is when my HPV flares up. Yes, when I'm sprouting like a beanstalk. So so my foreskin now, I have it saved. I'm going to try to get it surgically put back on my penis.
Your mom like save it in like a Ziploc or how was this?
Like a piece of calamari.
She saved it actually in tinfoil, has it right there in the freezer.
For 30 something years now?
For 39 years she has that. She has my first poop and hair from my first haircut. Mm-hmm. I used to have like curls, like long like curls, like a Hasidic Jewish person. So she cut those and she saved those.
So you're putting it back on.
I'm gonna put it back on.
You're gonna have a Toyota 4Runner. Fucking
yes.
Put the foreskin back on.
Put it back on.
Fucking sew that right up.
Sew it right up because I do want, you know, I support this movement that Brandon's bringing up about the getting the foreskin back on because you know it should be up to me. I think it should be up to the baby if they want to get circumcised.
Yeah, why don't they just ask the kid?
Exactly. That's what I say.
Yeah, it's like it's a little fucked up.
Yeah.
But I don't get why they don't just like take some skin from like the ass.
Well, so I think there is like there's a restoration process.
There is. Restoration hardware.
Yeah.
There's a big market in baby ass skin right now. The skin in a beautiful child's ass cheeks is a big market right now. A lot of it's happening right here in the Caribbean.
Right.
Big thing. They're harvesting it for the kids who were circumcised without their permission that they say they take a little piece of their skin off their ass. And then, boom, you can solve two problems there.
And put it back on.
Are you circumcised, Brandon?
Yeah.
Really?
Yep.
Why don't you show us?
Well,
yeah, prove it.
Why don't you pull it out?
Fucking liar.
Why don't you pull it out?
I get shy with my soft dick. I get shy about it.
What are you soft, roughly?
I want to say, man, it's not good soft. It's like, I want to say
Four soft?
Maybe no, I might be lying. I'm lying. It's like 3.5 soft.
3.5. What are you hard?
I'm pushing a good 7 and 7.5.
Ay, Dios mío.
Yeah.
7.5, Jazz. You hear that?
Chris has been trying to like pawn his wife onto us.
Yeah, this is the third person, Mark Anthony.
Like, you're trying to get her to like leave you.
Because every time I come into play, I'm just like, we could have, you know.
Are you you guys are swingers or something?
No.
But just fuck my wife, Brandon.
No.
You hear that, Jazz? 7.5.
Well, no, I think, no, it's just, you know, we get to an age, you know, we got 3 kids, you know, 39. It's just, you get to a point now where you kind of just think about, you know, what other people got going on, right? Am I wrong about that?
You're alone on that.
Right. Okay. So you're telling me that if I want to think about Brandon 7-inch, then that's my own thing and I could think about that on my own time. I appreciate that, and that's why we have a good relationship.
Yeah, because your socks have been throwing me off.
Like, yeah.
Because you're giving a little, just the vibe is a little...
Well, what happened was, if I'm going to be completely honest with you, is I didn't want to check a bag coming out here, so I just packed everything into a book bag coming out here, and I forgot to pack an extra pair of socks. So I'm wearing my gym socks that I wore yesterday, and these are tie-dye socks that Jasmine's mother gave me for Christmas.
That's nice.
Yes. They were wrapped up in tinfoil, Puerto Rican.
And not to be confused with your foreskin in the tinfoil.
That my mother's got the foreskin.
Your dick sock.
Yes, my mother's got the foreskin in the tinfoil.
Yes.
Yes.
Dude.
Man, I love Celsius.
Dude. Well, I do wish you were coming to the fight, but I guess you do have to film a comedy special.
I have to do my comedy special. But okay, here's what time are you going on? Because I know Amanda Serrano. Is the last fight. So what time are you going on?
Just right before her.
Right before. So what, about 10:30?
Yeah.
PM? So New York's 1 hour back.
Yeah.
So I'll be getting off my show. Oh, I'll be getting off my show about 9:30. I have a
You could watch.
I'm going to watch.
Watch on DAZN.
I'm going to watch, yeah, from the green room. My guy who runs my social media, Brian Morton, we call him Lancelot because he's got, you know, hair like a 16th century knight. He's a huge fan, and he'll be there, and he'll, I'm sure, be streaming it because he's a huge fan of yours. And a good man, a good circumcised man, also a United States veteran. And I do think that sometimes when I look at him, I could see there's nothing behind his eyes anymore. And I do worry about him with a weapon. But that's what happens, right? He fought for our country.
Just a bit shell-shocked?
Well, he's a bit shell-shocked.
Yeah. Like Joe Rogan said, you'd rather have a warrior in a garden than a gardener in a war.
Exactly.
So that's, what's his name? Lancelot?
Brian Morton. We call him Lancelot.
Lancelot.
He's a good man.
Yeah. Well, we have a good man here, Mr. Byron. He's my chef.
Byron's a good man.
He's a big fan of yours.
He told me when I was walking upstairs, he says, you're not fat, that was nice to say, that someone would just say that to you out of nowhere, which makes me think that I am fat. But he just said it to me. I thought that I said to him when I first met him, I thought that I saw him in an El Chapo documentary.
Yeah. maybe like. that's why yes. He said that.
He does look like a classic migrant.
Yeah. He actually, since I've known Byron,
a shot of Byron in there.
Every day when he cooks, he sits and listens to your guys' podcast.
Really?
Every day while he cooks.
I love it. Thank
you, actually,
sir.
Gave him time off of working today just to come meet you.
Thank you, sir. I wish I would have brought my foreskin. You could have fried it up in a chuleta.
You would have loved that.
After this, let's take a pic with your steak knives.
Oh, man.
Great to meet you, man. You look like you like a good tickle as well. Am I wrong about that? You like a tickle. He's a ticklish guy. I knew it. You're funny. You got good likability. Everybody's likable here. Everybody's got good likable energy.
Yeah.
This guy, is he Asian? What is this guy?
Well, we just met him.
Yeah, he looks like. Are you Filipino? Filipino. Yeah, I could tell you Filipino.
Knew it.
Filipino.
You're good at
small hands.
This.
He's got small hands.
You're good at. You're good at.
It's what it is. Look at Filipino have very small hands.
You're very good at this, like assessing stuff.
Because you know what it is. I used to be a physical therapist, and we would always work with Filipino, and they have the best therapists and best caregivers because they have very small, very small soft hands. So he's holding that, I bet you, yeah, see, very small and soft. I guarantee if he gave you a nice little massage and his hands could get in, he would say, I could get in between the nuke. That's what we would say to you. Filipino.
In the crevices.
In the crevice. And they love, and who do you love? Manny Pacquiao. That's your guy, Pacquiao. You think he could beat Pacquiao? Be on. You think he can beat Pacquiao? Wow, you better be careful. You think he could beat Pacquiao right now?
Yeah, I believe in him.
You're going to say that about Manny Pacquiao? Don't go back to the Philippines. They're going to chop your little soft baby hands out. They're going to put them on dolls and sell them as American Girl dolls. Back in the States, my daughter's going to buy one. Look at his hand shaking.
He's like, what have I done?
No, I'm kidding. That's okay.
Manny actually wanted to fight me.
Really?
Yeah, like behind the scenes, like a bunch of conversations.
What happened?
Like trying to make it happen. I don't know. It didn't seem like very exciting, you know?
I get it.
Like I would just hit him once and he'd just tumble.
Tumble down?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
It's like one of those things.
Yeah, I guess it gets to that point, you know? I guess, yeah, too. I mean, the problem is, you know, when you fight a guy like Pacquiao, I mean, what is he? I'm 39, so Pacquiao must even be older than me, right? He's got to be in his 40s.
Yeah.
Yeah, so then, you know, what do? You fucking knock him out.
But some guys still have it in their 40s and 50s, you know?
Right.
But
right.
He just doesn't give that vibe.
You think he's losing it a little bit? Well, he's into politics now and stuff like that.
Yeah, exactly.
No, like, dude, you got to fight.
Fighting the wrong shit.
How's your dad? How's your dad doing?
My dad, I heard he's dead. No, my dad's actually lost 75 pounds.
Wow.
Yes. Intermittent fasting and AIDS. No, he's been.
Works like a charm.
Works like a, just get AIDS and AIDS. Woo. No, my dad's on PrEP. So he's been intermittent fasting. He's lost 75 pounds. He looks great. And yeah, he was going to come to my special, but now he's decided not to because he's going on a cruise.
My mom almost missed my summer fight because she was like going to go on a cruise. What's with these fucking parents and cruises?
I think it's just people like to go, older people like to go on a cruise. It's controlled. Everything is just on that boat.
But it's been like 60 fucking years.
I know.
Like you can just figure out a different time.
Yeah, I know. And you know, cruises are ridiculous because they're never really going anywhere. When you look at the GPS of the cruise, they're just making circles in the water. They're never actually going to a destination.
It's a ploy.
It's a ploy. Yeah. You ever been on a cruise?
No, I don't plan on it either.
You should do your next fight on a cruise.
That's sick. That's sick.
Right? That'd be sick, dude. And then the loser gets thrown off the fucking boat.
That's sick.
Right in the middle of the water.
The plank.
Yeah, seriously, dude. That would be sick.
I would do it on the Icon of the Seas. That thing looks fucking badass.
What's the Icon of the Seas?
It's the new biggest cruise ship, and it's like 10 times bigger than all the other fucking cruise ships.
So, did you have the tattoo on your kneecap hurt?
Yeah, it actually, that's one of the worst spots is like up in here.
Right.
On the shin, all the way to the bones is just like fucking terrible.
But you got through it, dude.
Yeah, kind of.
You know what he did? He took, what do they call it? Anesthesia.
Yeah.
And fucking went under with doctors and had six different artists working on him at once in his whole body.
So yeah, after this tattoo on my side, it's like giant. We can put an image up for the viewers, but like, I spent 25 hours tattooing it for 2 days straight, and after that, I was like, I love tattoos, but like, I just don't need to go through this pain again. I was like crippled and sick
right.
for like 2 weeks after because of the shock that my body was going through. So after that, there was like this new process where you could just get anesthesia and get tattoos.
Whoa.
I think I woke up and my pants were wet, like the inside of my pants.
You jerked your pants?
I think someone jerked me off.
Really?
Yeah.
Was it Jasper?
Because I told them to like stay in the room the whole entire time, Marcos over here. But
of course.
But it was like 12 hours.
Well, that's
so
crazy.
They clearly didn't stay in the
Marcos,
room the whole
was
time.
It you? Did you milk him? With that mustache, it looks like you might have. Marcos.
My name is Marcos. Hello.
Yeah. So
wow. So you got anesthesia for the tattoos.
Yeah.
Do you have any on your butt cheeks or your butt cheeks are clear?
Butt cheeks are clear.
You think that'd be the next tattoo maybe you get on your butt cheek? But then keep in mind, if you get a tattoo on your butt cheek, you cannot give that skin to get a circumcision for a kid.
What?
You can't give back someone a child's foreskin.
It could be dope to get the tattoo on the butt and then transfer it to the tip of the dick.
Whoa.
And have it. That'd be
That's sick.
Now we're talking.
That's amazing.
That's honestly what I have.
See, that's an NFT I'd buy.
Yeah.
Brandon, how are you feeling? You feeling good?
Sick, I'm feeling good. I just sold two NFTs. No, I woke up with some anxiety, but I just sold two NFTs the other day, so I'm getting excited about the whole thing.
Well, you're getting anxiety because you're doing the Adderall. You got to stop doing it. You got to stop doing the Adderall.
That's actually what it. That's.
I know what it is.
That's actually what it was.
I know what it is. You kids, you're all doing Adderall. You all got the same thing. You all got Adderall. You're doing the Adderall. You think that it's good for you. You want to focus a little bit more. Don't worry about it. You got to stay in the moment. You just got to meditate. You're in a peaceful, beautiful place. It used to be a plantation, and now it's not. So you just go out there. You smell the Puerto Rican trees. You eat some guava. You drink some Celsius. You take 10 deep breaths. You meditate. You get out there. You get your feet in the sand. Okay? You get yourself, you know, do you have a nice Puerto Rican local girlfriend, right?
Yeah. Something like that, yeah.
You don't need to take the Adderall. Okay, you got to stop with the Addies, right? You just listen to a little Louis Capaldi and calm down.
Someone you loved.
Love Louis Capaldi.
Dude.
You should fight him.
I'm a huge fan.
I love Louis Capaldi.
Man, dude. I cry to him.
Here are three people that I love. You ready for this?
Yeah.
Louis Capaldi, Matty Healy from the 1975.
Okay.
The band, the 1975.
Yeah, I've heard their songs.
Love them. Yeah. And then my third person, I found a new favorite person who I'm obsessed with. And Jasmine's, she knows I've been talking all about it for the last 3-4 days. Do you know Brian Jordan Alvarez?
No. Mm-mm.
Dude, Brian Jordan Alvarez, this kid on Instagram, Marcos got upset. He's like, I ain't want to be the only Latino. Brian Jordan Alvarez, one of the funniest guys I've ever seen in my life on Instagram. I found him like 3 days ago. Non-stop watching everything this kid does. I guarantee he's going to be a huge star.
I guarantee
he's circumcised. He's a comedian. I don't think he does stand-up, but he does sketch and everything, but genius comic. Love him. I think you guys would like that. That's high praise coming from you. Because here's the, yes, because, you know, I've been doing this 15 years, and a lot of times, you know, with certain things, I'm like, I could see the tricks coming from a mile away. It's like my industry comedy, right? But Brian, I'm like, wow, this guy is just plain good shit, and he's psychotic. Which I love. I can tell when I'm watching myself. I'm watching a man who's going through a fucking psychotic breakdown, and it's pure love and energy.
Yeah, I love it. That's the best.
Right when you hit that's the genius. That's where comic genius comes in. Is they are right there on the edge of insanity, and then they just step right up, and it's just comedy and it's art and it's beautiful. And I think you have that inside of you, Brandon. But you gotta stop taking the Adderall.
Yeah.
Well, maybe the Adderall could like push him to the closer to insanity, though.
I think the Adderall is going to push him into the Atlantic Ocean, and he'll be with Amelia Earhart. He's gonna kill himself. If you don't, you got anxiety today.
Yeah,
you can't do it, dude.
No, and I agree.
Get off it, little by little.
Yeah.
Wean yourself off it. I'm telling you, dude. All you need is a fucking, you know, bust a nut and a Celsius, and you're good.
Well, that'll fix everything.
That'll fix everything. Well, That's what I yell when I come.
You were off of it for like years, and then
I'm not on it. I took it for the past three days. We're working on a big project.
We're working overtime over here.
Sacrificing my well-being for the sake of this announcement.
Yeah.
Taking the Adderall, waking up with anxiety, and.
But I wonder though if you'd be a better.
Thank you for your sacrifice.
Yeah.
Welcome, yes,
brother.
But I wonder if you'd be a better service if you just did it without the Adderall.
I could be. Let's
try 3 days without it. We did 3 days with. Let's try 3 days without. We'll have El Chefo cook you up some nice stuff. He knows what to do with the ingredients, right portions, get your body feeling good. Mm-hmm. I don't think we need the Adderall.
How did you know? Am I giving off like tweaker vibes?
You look like you're on crack, sir.
Yeah.
And any young kid now, any kid under 30 that has anxiety, that's usually the common theme is the Adderall. Because, you know, I'm 39, so that wasn't a thing when we were growing up. You only took Adderall. I had to be on Adderall, but I was like the government.
Yeah, you guys had TLC.
Exactly.
So you didn't need Adderall.
We didn't go chasing waterfalls. You don't even know what it means. Okay.
Okay.
So I she laughed. So I still got it, babe, right? You fucking, yeah.
No,
don't go chasing waterfalls.
It's a song, right?
Chasing waterfalls.
Yes.
Yeah, I've heard the song.
So, but we never got it prescribed to us. But you kids, you know, it's social media, it's the Adderall, it's a lot of stuff coming into the brain. So you gotta just calm down. Everything's okay. Let me remind you of a quote by Winston Churchill. You ready for this? You know Winston Churchill?
Yeah, I'm a big Winston Churchill fan.
You read this? I think I told you this on the last podcast. This quote.
Maybe.
Success is not final. Failure is not fatal. It's the courage to continue that counts.
Mm.
So all you have to do is continue, my friend. Don't worry about failing or succeeding. It's irrelevant. Just get up every day. And listen, here's the thing. Two, you know what's better than Adderall? A little cocaine. That'll do you better, right, guys? Huh? This guy, fucking Marco, knows.
He's Cuban, right?
Yes. Coquina.
Do you like coke?
I've never done it.
Really?
Really?
I've never done it, dude.
You should only do it once, because the first time is awesome, and then it's just kind of like every time it's like, why am I on coke?
Never done cocaine. I've never really done any of it. The craziest I've ever gotten is I've taken a bunch of Tylenol PMs and drank. Yeah. Drank a couple of beers.
Robo tripping, I think
yes.
They called it.
Yeah. Yes.
Off them antihistamines.
Like I said in one of my specials, I said, you give me a Claritin D and Pinot Grigio, I'll suck a dick. That was a line I had. And I meant it. Not that I ever did, Jazz. I never sucked a dick. You know I didn't. You used to question if I was gay or not, but now you know I'm straight. You still question it?
Yeah, because the massage therapist thing was kind of...
No, but
it's kind of suspect with the.
That's what did it for you, the massage therapist thing. Not him talking.
Because that was before his career, before he started talking.
Mm-hmm.
So he was like secretly rubbing dudes' butt cracks.
Yes. Well, if they had
I'm just gonna say, if you're a massage therapist, as like a guy, and like you're like wanting to massage other men, it's a little.
Well, I disagree. I think people need myofascial releases, and I think that people need gluteus maximus and gluteus minimus releases, and I found a technique where if you throw a little pinky in the butthole, it helps them feel better. That's what I feel. And I was a physical therapist, not a massage therapist, so I would do much more than massage your butt. I would also stretch it.
All right, so similar to me, sacrificing his well-being for the good of the cause.
For the good of the other people.
Exactly, because that's what I do.
You have a ton of humility.
I have a ton of humility, and that's what I do. I give back, just like my foreskin. Chef!
Hey, y'all, I'm just saying, if you don't already have tickets to my fight, first of all, what are you doing, Puerto Rico? I'm about to knock this guy out, and to get tickets at the lowest prices, guaranteed, you need to download the Game Time app.
I love the Game Time app. I've got it downloaded on my phone. That's where I got the tickets, right here. I'm actually in Puerto Rico. I got them. Game Time app saved the day.
And you take the guesswork out of buying tickets, which we all know we have problems with.
Yes.
So it is my favorite app for buying tickets. And we're giving you guys $20 off your purchase.
Yes.
Use the code Jake. J-A-K-E. Some people can't spell, right,
mm-hmm.
Chris?
J-A-K-E. $20 off to my people here in Puerto Rico. $20 off. 20.
Terms apply. Come see me knock out the rhino, Ryan Borland, and get your tickets on the Game Time app right meow. And with the Game Time guarantee, that means you always get the tickets for the lowest prices. If you find a lower price on another website, Game Time will give you 110% of the difference and cover the difference for y'all. So the Game Time guarantee, it's clearly superior to all the other ticketing platforms. Go now. Gave it right back to your mom.
Dude, my mom's got it right now. She's got it in tinfoil. She's watching my kids right now. I'm sure if my mom knew how to use FaceTime, she'd show it to you right there.
Oh my God, that's what we're going to talk about, is your mom's friend.
Oh, this is crazy.
Your mom had a friend who went on a date with Ted Bundy.
Right.
Jake's mom's friend was stalked by Jeffrey Dahmer.
Whoa.
Yep.
My mom's friend was the boy. If you watch the Jeffrey Dahmer series, there's like the boy who's like jogging.
Okay.
In Ohio, in Bath, Ohio.
Okay.
That like Jeffrey Dahmer was gonna, you know, attack and kill.
Okay.
And that was my mom's friend, and just that day decided like not to go on the run that he was going to go on that day when Jeffrey was going to attack him.
Was he
survived?
Is he a gay man?
And later Jeffrey confessed this in court. No, he was just like a good looking, like, you know, 20 something year old, like a prime subject target for Jeffrey.
But Jeffrey wouldn't have been able to overpower him. You think he would have?
Well, I mean, he would like baseball bat them in the back of the head.
Oh, and he drugged them, I think. Too.
I thought that Jeffrey only—I thought it was only gay men that he would get into the apartment and then he would kill them. I didn't think that was like
some of his ploy was like the gay clubs, yeah.
Right.
But this one was going to be different. It was like a boy in his neighborhood.
Right.
And they found this out later.
Right.
So.
And then what is that guy? What is he? Does he? How does he feel about it now?
Alive.
He just feels good about it.
Yeah.
And alive. Does your mom? Did your mom ever get into a fight with him later on in life? And be like, I wish Jeffrey would have ate you.
That's yeah.
Crazy.
Has she ever said that to him?
She said that to him a couple times.
Yeah. I would do that same thing. Could you imagine being eaten?
Yeah, that's wild.
That would, Chef, do you think you could cook human flesh? You think you could do it? If I could give you anything, you can make it taste good. What if I gave you a cheek? Yeah. You could do it, right? You could cook. You wouldn't know the difference. You could, yeah. That's the chef's, that's a gift of a very talented chef is anything, you give them anything, he'll fucking, you know, you'll make a burrito bowl out of this hat.
Yeah, it just tastes good. Bunch of flavor. That's what the whole vegan movement is, right?
Yes.
They're just like tofu. Oh, it tastes like chicken. And they're like convincing themselves.
That is chicken.
Yeah.
I need meat. I need a little meat.
Yeah.
Well, you can't be a vegan in Cuba. Almost impossible.
Are people, have vegans realized that like being a vegan is terrible for them yet? Or are they still doing it?
No, they're still doing it because people just, you know, they want to be convinced that they're correct and they'll take it to the grave.
Yeah.
They'll take it to the grave. I can't do it. I need meat. I mean, it's very hard to be a vegan. You can't do that here in Puerto Rico. How the hell could you do that? There's meat everywhere.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah,
your dietitian, though, I told you, your nutritionist, is he's got cauliflower ear, mm-hmm. I noticed, which is very interesting. You don't see that a lot.
It's like the fight community, jiu-jitsu and wrestling,
right?
And that type of thing.
But did you remind him if he ever tells you starts talking shit about vegan, you say, sir, your ears are vegan. Say that to him and see what happens.
That is Chef Itu. He's such like a so far strong right guy that he'll just out of nowhere. Yeah. Make these fucking vegans in the middle.
Chef,
of cooking.
If I gave you his nutritionist ears, could you make that a dish?
Cauliflower.
What would you do with that cauliflower ear?
Fried.
There you go. Make a cauliflower dip out of his ears.
Fried cauliflower dip.
There it is. Buffalo cauliflower ear.
Yeah, that's what they have at Veggie Grill.
Yes.
I will say Veggie Grill is fire.
I will say Veggie Grill is fire, but I will say it. I don't really enjoy it without a Celsius next to me.
Yeah.
That's the only thing, sir. Peach vibe.
That means Celsius. I mean, John, we got to get this guy a deal.
Peach, especially in Puerto Rico. Let me see that peach, mommy. Peach vibe.
Just Chris DiStefano guava vibe.
Guava vibe. Celsius live fit.
It's live fit.
Live fit. Oh, live fit.
Live fit. What did you say?
Live fit. Lifey. How many calories? Ooh, only 10. Doesn't break a fast.
How many calories breaks a fast?
I think anything under 30. Ask the nutritionist.
Refreshing. Oh, man.
Suavemente.
This is, man, it's really great.
Are Sundays your day off?
Yeah.
Oh, I appreciate you getting me in. I'm sorry. Does this break like a chain of things that you have to do the week before the fight? I'm sorry if this was like, you know, I hope if you lose, I hope it's not my fault.
No, it's not. This is like chill, you know, like we just sit here, talk, yeah, chat some shit, as the British would say. And
you're my enemy.
Yeah, Adele.
Yes.
And I'm already like rested up, just in a very mellow mood. The fight's here at my home, so there's no traveling.
Oh, yeah.
So I just like go straight to the fight from here.
Is your opponent here already in San Juan?
Probably today or tomorrow.
Will you see him before the fight or talk to him at all before the fight?
Yeah, I'm excited for that because there hasn't been any like shit talk, so it's time to like get things going. And his nickname is the Rhino.
Is it?
It's Rhino, like Ryan the Rhino Borland.
Nice.
And so there's just a ton of material there because I find it hilarious. I mean, speaking of vegans, rhinos are vegans.
Big,
you know?
Vegans. Rhinos are very dangerous animals. Very powerful bite. Very big, wide mouth. Very prehistoric. Yeah.
Hyenas
are very wild animals.
They communicate with, rhinos communicate by like pooping and throwing it at each other.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
So I'm worried that Ryan's going to try and, you know,
throw his poop at you.
Yeah.
Well, then you dodge it, dude.
Yeah.
You just dodge it. Speed. Or you be a boss and you grab it and you eat it right in front of him.
Yeah, that's true.
You could
do
that too.
Flip it on its head.
Flip it on its head, dude. That's what you got to do. You're a showman.
I just thought, like, he was doing an interview and he was like, I'm going to take him into deep waters and drown him. And I was like, it's like rhinos are land animals. I've never seen a rhino swim. This poor guy. Like
he doesn't know.
And just like imagine the moment in time that he came up with the nickname and was like, that's it.
Yeah.
That's fucking it. His boys are like, you know what, bro? Like, I think you should be the rhino. Genius, you know?
Yeah.
If you had to give yourself a boxing nickname, what would it be?
I had to give myself a boxing nickname?
Tank or rhino.
Does it have to be an animal? Would you like to be a theme of an animal?
Tank isn't
an
animal.
Anything.
Oh, Tank's not an animal. What would my name be? I'd either call myself Little Italy or maybe I'd call myself here in Puerto Rico. If I was fighting in Puerto Rico, I would call myself the Chuleta, or I would call myself the Candules.
What does that mean?
That's what I would call myself. I would call myself Chrissy Candules. Oh, no, you know what I call myself? Chrissy Di Cocchi. I would call myself the
Cookie.
Good.
That's fire.
I would go Cookie as I walked in. That's when I'm walking in. That's all you hear. Yeah,
the Cookie. The walkout song is just
yeah, and that's how hard. You know. And then all you see the flags flying.
Yeah, that's great. Sick. Yeah,
yeah, dude.
You and Ryan are.
Yeah. Yeah.
On fire with the nicknames.
Yeah, dude. I've
wondered if I can. I don't know like how the community is or like what PETA is up to these days, or if they're still around. PETA.
Oh, PETA. I thought you said Pete. I was like, because
like
Davidson?
I wanted to like make like a rhino like poaching. Like I'm gonna poach him. Joke, but I think that might be a little sensitive, right?
Well, but but you could do it as long as you donate money to, like, you know, saving the rhinos. That's all that matters is you got to just do, you can do whatever you want, but you just got to give to the community, you know, just be like, hey, I'm actually making a difference.
Yeah,
know,
I'm raising awareness around the rhinos that are endangered.
There you go.
Such as Ryan Borland. And rest in peace, Ryan Borland, because I'll poach you. I'm going to poach you and take your horn.
Right.
And sell it on the black market.
Right.
But.
Yeah.
But I'm donating to SaveTheRhinos.org.
That's SaveTheRhinos.org. Ryan Borland. Shout him out. Where's Ryan Borland from? What state? Do we know?
I think he's from like the Carolinas or California.
Okay. Oh, Carolinas. Carolinas is
one
good.
One of the seas.
If he's from one of the original 13, I like that. But yeah, the 13 California is not one of the original 13. Yeah. All right. Well,
he looks like a rhino. He doesn't look like a intimidating person, right? Because it always fool people in this sport of boxing. Like Andre August, right? Obviously, like ripped to the shreds,
sure,
and to the nines. And
I was born in August.
Yeah, so you know all about that. And it turns out Ryan Borland, it looks like a janitor.
He does,
but
honestly,
nothing against the way janitors look.
I got to be honest with you, Jake. Some of the worst ass beatings I've ever gotten in my life were from my high school janitor. He used to beat the shit out of me.
Shit.
He used to beat the dude.
Would he clean the shit up after?
Dude, he used to beat me, and then he used to take Clorox wipes and just shove them up my nose and kick me in the face. Mm. Yeah. I swear to God, dude.
You're being surreal.
Yeah, dude. My janitor, man, shout out Mr. Bigsley. This guy used to fucking kick me down the stairs and beat my fucking head in the janitor. So you got to be careful.
So janitors can whip some
dude,
ass.
Janitors, they're mad, bro.
That's what I'm saying. People are underestimating the rhino.
What are you going to do, dude? He's going to fucking clean your face like a toilet.
Fuck, bro.
Dude, you're fucked.
He's going to give me a swirly.
He's going to give you a swirly, bro. I'm telling you, man, watch out. Ryan, you know what Ryan's walkout music going to be? Just keys, man. Jingling keys, janitor keys.
Were you provoking your janitor, or was it just him just abusing his power?
No, we used to fuck around. I used to walk by him, fucking cup his nuts, you know? I went to an old boy's school.
Yeah, so you started it.
I used to start it, yeah. And then, one day, we didn't even know. He just came, and he had a mop, and he just hit me in the head with it, knocked me clean out.
Oh, shit.
It was the 90s, though, so, like, nobody cared. He just got up and went to your next class.
Yeah, you couldn't, like, cancel him.
No, dude, it wasn't going to happen. He died. He was, like, I think he was a Vietnam War vet. You know, it's So, but no, dude. Yeah, I think everything's gonna be good.
We gotta hire this guy.
Yeah,
it's what I do, baby. That's what I do.
You really got it all mapped out.
That's what it is, and you put the temperature up in Celsius, no Fahrenheit at Celsius events.
Are you sponsored by Celsius? Because I think you do a better job plugging this than we've ever done ever on the show.
No, I'm not, but I am open.
Yeah, you need it.
I am open. I'll cancel my deal with who's their competitor?
There's none.
There is none. Exactly. That's what I was going to say. I'll cancel my deal with Fahrenheit Cologne.
I as a part of my deal with Celsius, I actually had to change all my thermostats in my house to Celsius.
I agree. As you should.
Yeah.
Where's Celsius based out of?
Boca Raton.
Boca Raton.
Yeah.
Nice. There you go. Where David Tishelman's shirt is from.
Yes. Oh, God.
That's it, baby.
Yeah, this is...
This is great. Man, Jasper's an idiot, huh? Where's Jasper? I can't believe...
Yeah, he's just fucking gone.
Dude, he would have been... Think about how much lower this couch would have been. I would have been sitting on a seesaw.
He would have been floating up in the air.
It would have been a nightmare for the camera guys.
He just doesn't know how to schedule things. He big timed us.
He's on a flight, man. Yeah, I don't know if we give him too much of a hard time. But he had a show, and he got there, decided to not perform the show as soon as he got there.
And that's his right.
Yeah,
and that's his right. And that's what we're fighting for.
He fucked the show, and he fucked us all at once.
He didn't do anything. That's right. That's where we land now.
He didn't do anything. Yeah, he just kind of wasted. But so he's in the air right now. He's en route.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
He's gonna be fucking late.
He's going to be fucking late, dude.
Late and worthless.
Yes, worthless. But what can you do, you know? You hope
Churchill, you just keep...
Success is not final.
You just continue.
You just continue. Failure is not fatal. It's the courage to continue that counts. That's what we do. You shall march on. And I will march for Jasper. I march for his rights.
You just wear your heart on your sleeve.
I wear my heart on my sleeve. I survive in advance. Whatever it takes. Whatever it takes, that's what we do.
So
the only thing I will not flip-flop on is Celsius sport drink. Is it a sport drink?
Live Fit, yeah.
Live Fit.
Yeah.
I love it.
It's for athletes and athletic people.
Athletes, well, and yeah, and I'm not fat, according to your chef.
Yeah, you are an athlete.
I am living the...
You are a physical therapist.
I actually am living the Celsius life.
Yeah, you are.
I am living the Celsius life.
You are indeed.
Yeah, and I need it. I need to stay fueled up. And I would like to, I actually can be international spokesperson for Celsius because I will be in the UK from June 1st to the 14th. Go to christycomedy.com and check out my UK and Ireland show dates on sale right now. christycomedy.com for tickets.
And I'm sorry that you have to do that to go there.
You don't like the UK and Ireland? Don't ever just say the UK when you also mean Ireland. They do not like that.
Like, so it's not the same thing?
The UK, the United Kingdom, is made up of the countries mainly of England, who is, you know, United States' mortal enemy. It is made up of Scotland, Wales, and then Northern Ireland specific. Northern Ireland.
Southern Ireland's not in there?
No, the Republic of Ireland is not part of the United Kingdom. They are their own people because it came down from a Protestant versus Catholicism clash that's been going on for a very long time. Ireland is the Palestine Israel of Europe. They are fighting a religious war over land for a long time. But so you can't, if you just say the UK, that does not include Ireland. So you have to be very specific. I am coming to the United Kingdom and I am coming to the beautiful country of Ireland. Because you don't want to piss them off. You don't want to let the fans in Belfast.
You can't lump it all into
one. You cannot lump it all in, okay? Because all whites, I know, Brandon, you think we're all look-alike, and we're not. We're whites, not. We have feelings, and we're different too, okay? And white people, we're not the most racist either. You know who's the worst? Asians. The most racist, right? Filipino. Who's been meaner to you than the Japanese, right? Or isn't the Japanese? They've been Chinese, not very nice to you, the Filipinos.
I'm half Chinese.
Okay. So, well.
Yeah, what do you make of that?
Well, he's half Chinese, half Filipino. So, you know, somebody in your family's a piece of shit and fuck the traitor. So, but the Japanese people, I mean, Asian people, you guys all hate each other too. Chinese hate Japanese, hate Koreans, hate Filipino, but everybody thinks it's only white people that are bad. but Asians are bad too. Whoever has the power is bad. Am I right on that?
I don't know.
He doesn't speak English. He's scared, and it's a new environment for him.
Yeah, this is his first day here. This is probably a little shocking.
Yeah, and I was already kind of like messing with him earlier, but he didn't understand the joke. So I just looked at him earlier and went, psh.
I'm just kidding. I'm just, Manny Pacquiao sent me here to tell me you're doing a good job.
Hey, Gabe, you're crushing it, bro.
You are. You're not from Thailand, though, right? Okay. So, yeah. Yep.
So where were UK? Your show.
UK, Ireland. I'm doing a show in Dubai, baby. Dubai, bye, 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 bye.
Yeah, I like that.
April 17th on her birthday.
Wow, you're a Aries.
Wow. Yes, Aries. How great is this? You ready for her last three birthdays? 3 years ago, right here, in El Dorado, we took her for a birthday. Then last year, Italy, Sicily. Wow. Then this year, Dubai. For a show. Wow. And then she gets mad at me. About how could you get mad at me?
What, mad for what?
Just, you know, anything. She's just mad. She's like, we don't do enough. I'm like, you literally fucking are traveling the world like Amelia Earhart. That's gonna be her next year's birthday. It's gonna be 9,000 feet on the Pacific. What?
I don't know if
I'm just
like
kidding.
I don't know if it's a good analogy.
Yeah.
Cause Amelia wasn't traveling.
I think Amelia was a big lesbian.
Yeah.
Apparently she was dating one of the Rockefellers who built this neighborhood. Who built this neighborhood, which is yes. Why she took off from this neighborhood.
Right.
All the time.
Do you think that if Amelia Earhart was alive right now, she'd be into you? Do you think you'd hook up with Amelia Earhart?
I would not ever consider another woman
That's right.
I have such a beautiful and lovely girlfriend that will soon be my fiance. I don't even see other girls. Like, I don't know. All I see is males.
What if the only way to you could marry your lovely fiance is... The only way that you were allowed to do this is if she's the same person, but she had to have a penis for a week. Could you do it? And you had to be with her, intimate with her, but she does have a penis for a week. But it's going away.
And that's the only way we could get married?
You cannot get married unless she has a penis for a week. Would you do it?
Yeah.
You're gay.
Then so be it.
Such a crazy ultimatum.
You know what? What's her name? What's her name?
Yuta.
You're gay for Yuta. Maybe that should be the name of this episode. I'm gay for Yuta.
I'm gay for you, babe. And I love you so much. And I would suck your dick any day of the week.
I got Yuta, babe.
You. Oh.
I got
you.
Yeah.
What do you say? The things you do for love, you know?
Yes. Jazz, I tell you all the time I love sucking your dick. You know that's why it's lasted this long. What? I love you.
I love you.
Is it like this, like... 24/7. I mean, I feel like.
What do you mean?
Are you New Yorkian or what is it called? New York?
New Yorkian. She's a New Yorkian. She's a New Yorkian terrier.
What are they called? Like, are you?
She's a Yorkie.
She's a New Yorker.
She's a New Yorkie.
Are you a New Yorkian? Because when you started getting pissed, you.
She's from Sunset Park, Brooklyn.
Or some
no, she's from Sunset Park, Brooklyn. That's where all the Puerto Rican girls live at. From Sunset Park, Brooklyn, right? Tell me I'm not right with that. She is. If you're from New York, you fucking know. David Tishelman knows. He's a Jew from the Bronx. He knows where all the Puerto Rican girls are. Sunset Park, Brooklyn, 4th Avenue, 56th Street. 4th Avenue, 56th Street. See you, papi. And you saw me, my white ass, and you said, oh, that motherfucker over there looks like a lotto ticket. So I'm going to get with him, and we're going to have babies. And now you're over here in Puerto Rico, in Dorado.
The all your city other of gold.
All your other people can't get through that fence. But you with me. That's right.
Is that how it actually went down? Is that how you guys' meeting went?
No, we met at a place called Place to Beach. I was fucking 9 strawberry vodkas in. Wow. And I tried to talk to her. And she didn't want anything to do with me. And then I thought, that's it. I let my Yuta get out of my life. And I was like, that's it. I fucked my whole life up, whatever. And then I had given her my social media. And she messaged me a week later and said, you know what? I've changed my, you know, mind. I'll give you my phone number. And she gave me 6 out of the 7 digits. And I had to guess the 7th digit.
Rough.
And I went through all the numbers, 1 through 9. And everybody, people were like, no, this isn't me. And that last digit was 0. It was a 0. And then I finally got it. And then she texted me. And then that's it. And then she, and then the rest is, now we're here. Now we're here 9 years later. She made me get, you know, sex change. No, we have our babies. We have our beautiful.
We have 3 kids.
We have 3 kids. Well, she has a stepson. So he's you know like a son to me. And then we have 2 biological daughters. They're you know we're calling them girls right now, but obviously on their 18th birthday they will decide what they want.
Yeah, a lot to unpack there.
Yes. And she loves me, right? The same as you did 9 years ago. You do. You really do.
Saying right after you ask somebody they love you, you're is right. So
you better
sad.
Say this while we're live.
It's so
you,
sad.
You really do. You really do, mommy.
Yeah, because this is how I am, like, kind of with my.
Is Yuta here?
No, she's not. She's
Where is she?
She's in the Netherlands, being a world champion speed skater.
Oh, she's from the Netherlands.
Yeah.
No, she's from Holland.
Right.
The freaky deaky Dutch.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Yuta.
Yeah. I thought her name was Jutta when I like first saw her.
Like a car?
Yeah.
Hey,
I was like,
drive
it's a Volkswagen Jutta, literally. Yeah.
Yuta.
Yeah.
So she's a speed skater.
Yeah.
Nice, but that doesn't work in Puerto Rico. You must be like, we know.
The ice
no
melt.
Ice.
No ice melts out here.
Yeah. No
yeah,
frio.
It's unfortunate. So yeah, she's going to come out here for a couple of months once her season is done.
Is she going to come to the fight?
She can't. She has her world championship races.
How does that make you feel?
It's bittersweet, but I know she's accomplishing her goals and working really hard, and I'm proud of her for that. But of course, I would love her here, mm-hmm. but she does get to come to my summer fights. So I think it's a good lesson on like not taking things for granted.
Yes,
you know, and just continuing, like Winston Churchill.
That's it. You
said,
just...
but I think it's like a similar vibe because I'm very like highly strung and just always rambling and making crazy jokes with my girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm like on a scale, I'd probably say I'm like a 6-7 out of 10 in terms of like like autistic.
Yes.
But you're like a 9 out of 10.
You think you're on this? You think you're a 6 out of 10 on autism?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But you're like a 9 out of 10.
Yeah, I could be. Yeah.
And so so with you guys, it's just like all day long.
Have you watched the show Love on the Spectrum?
I have not. No, I haven't watched Love on the Spectrum.
God,
I gotta watch
it's so
it.
Good. It's so good.
Yeah.
It's
have
so
you?
Good.
Have you guys all seen it?
We were watching it for a while.
It's amazing.
I don't think you guys have.
Love on the Spectrum.
It's so good. It's so pure. They're
I think
so
he
pure.
Has
They're
having Asperger's.
What? What do you mean I can't do that? I'm fucking around. Yes, I can. I'm joking around.
Well like 90% of this episode is gonna be clipped out.
Yeah, that's what I was
yes.
Say.
Except so, for the fact, yeah. Except for the, we'll keep in obviously the
foreskin,
the jokes about David Tushman's shirt,
yeah,
and the Yuta love,
and the yeah, the rest is cut. I know things are getting serious, and that's why I kind of wanted to talk about using protection.
Yes,
Chris, do you use protection?
It depends. Usually, sometimes I do, sometimes I don't. I do own a gun and 1 condom.
So. Don't be like Chris, and you're going to want to always use protection, which is why we launched Better Dynamic Play, which lets you lose 2 picks
mm-hmm.
on a better picks lineup and still win your lineup.
Wow. The only thing I like to play with is Better Dynamics.
And who else is doing it? You can miss 2 of your picks and still win money. So it's almost like an insurance, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
But again, Better is pushing the limits, the best fantasy sports app. And now with Dynamic Play, you can lose 2 picks and still win money. People are winning a ton. So download Better, play better picks today. Use protection. Dynamic Play. So you may have seen, I'm in this back and forth with Niraj Goyat. He's from India. He's a professional boxer. He's highly famous. All of his videos and call-outs of me have gone extremely viral. And I said, pull up to Puerto Rico because I think he's entertaining and funny. I have respect for him being a pro boxer. And I think a fight between us in the future could potentially be massive. So I said, pull up, let's talk in person. And we got into a little altercation at the gym. But I messaged him. I said, if you're already here in Puerto Rico, might as well come in and sit down on the podcast in a less hostile environment. Here he is, the man himself, Niraj. Nice to meet you.
Thank you.
Officially. I know we had our back and forth earlier. You can wear the headphones.
Can you help him with the mic?
Marcos, if you could help him.
Well, I'm okay.
No, yeah. Just putting the mic closer.
Okay.
But I will say most fighters don't have the balls to pull up in person across the world and to show up and actually talk shit, which I respected. That's why I said, all right, let's sit down and talk. You know? Do you actually want to fight?
Yeah. You know why?
Why?
Because you are on the top of this game, boxing game. And I want to beat you, and I want to become a biggest.
I like
that's
that.
That's why I want to fight with you.
Mm-hmm. Capitalistic mindset.
I like it. I think you can. Yeah.
Chris, do you think you could promote the fight for us?
Yes. We have we have Jake Paul to my left, and then my Naranja right here.
That was great.
Thank you. To my right, one of India's top fighters, I believe fighting out of what religion?
Hindu.
Fight for the Hindu, Hari Hindini. Mm. And we have the Hindu hitter versus Jesus Jake.
No, for me, all religions are same. Mm-hmm. And
well,
you know,
except yeah. You know.
You know, like you know, my was... country. You know, my country. There is all religions.
So yeah.
So in the United probably... States, we have all the religions except one.
Chris is fired. Yeah. As no, the promoter.
Let's go. Let's do a little background. So
I just want to say, in the streets.
You can say like India versus USA.
India versus USA, because just so you know, they call me back home. I'm from New York. Chrissy Calcutta.
Okay.
What is that?
Calcutta is one of the major cities in India. Oh. They used to call me Chrissy.
It's nearby Bangladesh.
Love Bangladesh.
West Bengal.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Is there real beef between you guys? How did this all start? Is it serious? It got obviously pretty heated before. Do you guys really have it out for each other? Is this more of a business thing? Like you say, you want to make it to the top of the game. What's going on here?
I don't have any personal feelings towards Mirage. I think I like the hype, and I like the shit talk and the fun, and I respect you for actually showing up.
And the same thing, Jake. Yes. I don't have anything personal about you, so I really respect you. Like, you are promoting boxing another way, but I told you I want to become the biggest, and you are the top of this game, so I want to beat you.
Yeah, well, I respect the ambition, and like Arnold Schwarzenegger said,
I'll be back.
Yep.
No. Say that.
He said, I'll get you the chopper.
Different one. I was going to go for a different one. Try again.
He said, I'm the governor of California.
not quite that one yet. We're getting warmer, though.
What else did he say?
He said, the lion at the top of the mountain isn't as hungry, but when he wants to eat, the food is there. And that's how I see Naraj.
That's food.
He's the lion coming up the mountain, and he's hungry. So he's going to work hard, and he's going to try to dethrone me.
Mm-hmm. He's going to put
the lion at the top of the mountain.
Yeah.
When the food is there, I'm going to eat, brother.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe I'll come to India. And we could sell out a stadium. Do they have a big stadium there?
Yeah, everything in India.
Well,
yeah. There's a very big stadium in New Delhi.
Yes.
Is that the best place where we could fight?
No, we can move Mumbai also. We can South India also.
Mm-hmm. Where are we going to make it happen?
everywhere in India. I have good audience everywhere in India, and you have also good followers in India, everywhere.
And then maybe after the fight, maybe if you win, maybe you can beat him to death with a cricket club.
Yeah, there is a lot of cricket. Cricket
is a bit aggressive. Beat his fucking head
so,
in like, yeah. with
so
a cricket
Chris
club.
Is, so Chris is, he's a lot. He's a lot. So
I'm retarded.
We're.
In India, there is also the biggest comedian. So maybe.
Oh, Russell Peters?
No, his name is Kapil Sharma.
His name's Kapil Sharma?
Yeah.
Oh, I like that guy. Kapil Sharma. Wow. Oh, shit. Sorry. Let me get back in. I've heard of that guy.
Yeah.
You never heard about him?
Kapil Sharma?
Not Kapish. It's Kapil.
Yes, and he's big in India.
Yeah.
I think I have. Yep, I think I have. I think I like. I think I have.
You're a terrible liar. Like you could never cheat on your wife. Babe, were you with her? No. Well, no. I was with the boys.
Yes. Comedy. You should come to a comedy show whenever you want.
Okay.
We'll do it all. We'll do it all. I have respect, but I also am down to duel and to do hand-to-hand combat. And I respect the balls to even just come into my territory and step into the podcast and to show up. And I like the entertainment value of it. I think you make great videos. And I like the fact that you're the biggest boxer in India and growing the sport there and making big events happen globally. So I see a lot of things that we can accomplish.
100%. MVP is MVP is promoting boxing different level.
Yeah.
So I really want to be part of that MVP because I'm also MVP.
Yeah.
Most valuable person.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. Most valuable Punjabi.
Not Punjabi. I'm
not
bro.
Punjabi?
No, I'm Haryanvi.
Haryanvi.
It's very near from Punjab. Like both states are together. Sorry like about brother, Chris. Brother states.
Brother states. Okay. Yeah.
But I respect that, mate. Let's chat. Let's chat. We'll chat. We have each other's info and maybe we make something happen with MVP. Yeah. Well, let's
100%. 100%.
Okay. I respect the dedication and work ethic, so that's numero uno in my world, in my books.
Yes, sir.
Chrissy Teigen,
that's my name.
Strickland this past week, what was going on with Sean Strickland?
Shawnee Strickland. Man, the guy seems to be having some sort of quarter-life crisis there, just spazzing out on everyone, trying to beat up some influencers and such. But it's a typical story of these UFC guys who call me out and then go quiet. You know, I said, I'll send you the PJ. I've got DMs. I'll put the DMs up on the screen. I said, I'll send you the PJ. Let me know where we could spar for $1 million. And then all of a sudden it's, oh, I would get sued by the UFC if I sparred Jake. But you just sparred Sneeko. You could spar anyone contractually in your UFC contract. That has nothing to do. It says nothing about sparring. So you spar an influencer. But then all of a sudden when I challenge you and want to send you a private jet.
Right.
He's making up excuses, saying he's going to, you know, get sued by people. Spazzing on MGK for no reason. The guy just is, and even Dana White, you know, a lot of people, I disagree with Dana a lot on many, many things, but we agree on also a lot of things. And even Dana himself said, can't put Sean Strickland around any human being. So I feel bad for the guy. I see a very insecure, lost, wannabe, like alpha male that's hiding.
Right.
Hiding behind the tough man complex. He needs a hug.
He needs a hug. And listen, I'm one of those guys. I'm willing to give it. If that's going to help a person,
yeah,
I'll do that. I don't know Mr. Strickland, but and I don't even really necessarily know what you're talking about. But if you tell me there's a man in need of a hug, then I'd like to do that.
So, Sean, we have Mr. Chrissy Teigen here.
Chrissy Teigen.
With his cloud socks on, which I know you'll probably call weird or something.
Right.
But he's willing to give you a hug, and so am I.
Yes.
And I'm willing to still give you $1 million and send you a private jet to spar, but again, you'll say the UFC will want to sue you.
How about $1 million to fly here and give you a hug? How about that?
How about that?
Switch the offer.
Yeah, we'll give him a hug.
And I'll give you a hug, and I'll tell you what, sir, and I'll tell you what about Mr. Jake Paul's hug. I most likely won't be here, but when Jake Paul hugs you, I will tell you, because I've shaken his hand now five times today, he's got softer hands than a small Filipino woman.
And that's no cap. So, you know, extra moisturizer is a daily habit for me.
Yes.
And I don't take that lightly.
Mm-hmm.
And when Mr. Shawnee, I'll put my soft little hands on his little bald head and make him feel the love that his mother or father never gave him.
Mm-hmm.
And it could be a nice moment. And maybe Patty Pimblett can finally stop running for my spar offer too, and I'll just get all of them, a 2-for-1. Just the UFC's once could be a star who failed, just put him on the JV sparring team, you know?
Dude, if it's just about sparring, I'll take the million. You can spar my wife and three children. You can just have him in a ring, at it. As long as we get that million in cash, we don't even need the PJ. I'll take the Southwest flight home. But you give me $1 million in cash that you can beat the shit. Have fun.
Okay.
Beat them all.
And how do you feel about that, wifey?
What post? Oh, yeah, because the post we had to delete because I was making a post promoting my shows in the UK and Ireland, and I slapped her butt, and she went, ooh, I like that. And I said, hey, that is not okay. You can't like that. And then she was like, but I do, like joking around. And then I posted it, and my whole agent, manager, everybody was like, take it down. That's normalizing abuse. I was like,
It's a spank.
I was kidding. We were clear. Dude, we're doing a comedy bit.
Dude, nothing's fun anymore. No. You can't joke. That's why I like watching old comedy movies, because they'll just be ripping fucking canceled jokes.
So
you couldn't do that before. Dude, I can't watch new comedy movies.
I mean, dude, you watch old like sitcoms from the 90s, like the most conservative like CBS shows. They were saying like the F word, the R word. They were saying things like cancelable words. Now they were just saying it on Channel 2 at 9 o'clock at night. Do
if
it
you're
up.
Not fucking first,
you're last. Ricky Bobby, Shake everyone. And Bake. Shake and Bake. See, that's a movie that,
And that's a fucking good movie. That'll fuck you real good.
That'll fuck you right in the ass. Like that, dude. So,
So, that was great.
Now, what would you do if she's a speed skating competition, if she's going for a championship versus a woman from the United States, then what? Now what? Who do you vote for? Who do you root for? Very tough decision. President Trump is watching.
I don't think it's that tough. This is like when people ask about your brother supporting KSI or you. It's like you support your girlfriend.
Yeah, it's not that tough for me. She was racing against the United States people the other day. But yeah, I'm Dutch. I'm Dutch basically. I sold out for.
You sold out. Yeah. So you would get a Dutch passport? If she was like, the only way to marry me is that you have to give up your U.S. passport and go full Dutch, you would do it?
No.
When is enough going to be enough for you? when do you think you say, you know what, I've done enough, now I don't want to do this anymore? Or is the work, or are you not, is this not even work to you? Is this just
life? It's about the journey, not the destination.
Yes.
I'm enjoying the journey because I'm passionate about my craft. And I just wake up every day filled with this essence of joy because I love boxing.
You do love boxing.
It's the best.
Well, you're an excellent boxer. Not that I know anything about the sport.
And I just love punching. But you know what? I will say, I want to win a world championship. And that's my goal. So we're keeping on trucking until it's time to get that belt.
Do you think you'll ever do the do you think after you win the world championship you'll go into the slap thing?
No.
You don't want to do slap fighting?
Nope.
No.
It's
why are you afraid you'll come? That'd be so embarrassing, dude, if you like win a championship match
and you
get KO'd and you're wet again and you're like, "Is Marcos?"
Yeah. Could I utilize those?
What do you need to have? Come on, get Tishman here. Look at Tishman's body, everybody.
Tish is
look at Tish's body. He's embarrassed by it.
Tish is
I think he looks
tissues.
Good. David and I are on the same flight going home.
Are you?
Yeah.
Both heading to where? You're going to Miami, no?
You're going to New York.
New York.
He's going back to his kids, his fucking kids. He got school on Monday.
So
what happened? Why'd you blow your nose?
I think I was crying from earlier.
Okay.
It's like a little hot in here.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, what is this one? Fantasy.
Vibe. This is the best one.
Yeah. I gotta be honest with you, I do like the peach vibe.
It's great making the money and being on the list and stuff. It's kinda it's pretty surreal.
Right.
You know. But it's definitely a very lucrative sport.
Sure.
But it just proves that if I can make that much money, then so can the viewers at home.
Right. Right.
All
so does that make you feel like an imposter? Is there an imposter?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
But you shouldn't. But it's a natural feeling.
It's just like
imposter syndrome would be if you feel like you don't deserve it.
The thing is in entertainment, imposter, it's not even really imposter. True imposter syndrome is like very, very, very rare. Imposter thoughts, I think most of us have, because in this type of kind of world, not necessarily in boxing, but in entertainment, there's no objective measure to if you're successful or not. It's like, yeah, you can make a lot of money, but you can still feel like I didn't earn it the right way. I'm unsuccessful. Boxing, you know, basketball, it's objective measures. You're like, you're winning the fight or you're losing the fight. You're winning the NBA championship or you're losing the NBA championship. You have objective measures. So they feel less imposter thoughts than entertainers because there's no actual structured way on like, you just make it when you've decided you've made it. And you could be as high as, you know, anywhere in this business and feel like I'm not doing shit.
Makes sense. We just watched The Iron Claw last night, and that's what the whole thing was about. It was this never-ending like journey to getting this belt.
Right.
And it was for this dad. It was this obsession. It was the beginning of the WWE, and there was this obsession with more and more achievement, more achievement. And they were saying in there, like, the belts, it's not about the belts for them. The belts are just a marker of a higher level of achievement. But they were just on this endless fucking journey.
Zac Efron's haircut in that is so fire.
Did you watch it?
I just saw the clips from it.
It is cool.
I told Jazz I want her to cut her hair like Zac Efron in Iron Claw. But she won't do it.
You're not down?
She won't do it. I told her either that or I want it like Weird Al Yankovic. But she won't do it. She keeps like just looking sexy. And I'm like, that's not what I want.
Yeah, you want some freaky shit.
Yeah, I want her.
Light
I want
up your day.
Yes.
It's kind of like a helmet.
Mm-hmm.
It's like that old school ass look. We should all start dressing like that again.
Like Iron Claw?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was pretty inspiring.
Zac Efron's so jacked in that. You think you would ever be, you want to be that jacked?
No.
You guys?
No, I don't know how he does that. He probably didn't eat food for like the whole time that they were shooting that.
Yeah.
There's no way. That's like incredibly lean.
Dude.
How did he do that?
I mean, he had to be on a little fucking juice, right?
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
You got to go on a little juice.
Yeah.
I never did any juice besides Celsius.
You don't need to. I mean, maybe. How old are you?
39.
Maybe in a few years.
Maybe a few years, do a little test.
Yeah, a little test.
Why do a little test? Maybe we'll do a little HGH. Why the fuck not? You're definitely on something. Don't act like you're not. That's not. He's on
show
something.
Show him your hair.
Show him the scars on your butt.
You got scars on your butt?
Your injection site.
You take a little something, right? You do a little.
Yeah,
little creatine, a little
weight. This is when these actors say they're on the chicken and broccoli diet, right?
Yes. There's no way. Dude, look at his head. Really?
Look at his hair.
Look at. You got a Cro-Magnon fucking head. Caveman head. No, but dude, you look good. You got a good bod. And it's proportionate. Do you feel like that or do you feel not proportionate sometimes? Okay. Depends if it's cold.
That's a dick proportion joke.
Got it. Shrinkage. Anytime I lift weights heavy, my dick always goes in my body a little bit. Like
yeah,
if I do like heavy
deadlift.
Yeah,
it's got to tuck away. It's got to tuck
shrinkage.
Away.
Get a little slinkage.
It's like a natural effect. The human body's smart, right? It's like, dude, that something's going down, turtle up.
Mm-hmm.
Don't want to get hit all up in that shit.
Yeah. No, I don't want to get hit. I'm not a guy. I'm not a guy. I'm not a
You're
guy.
Not a guy.
I'm not a guy.
That's what he was trying to say.
That's it.
Can clip that?
Yes. I think too much before in action, so that stops me sometimes. I think you're a guy, a fighter's a guy who thinks after the fact, right? I know you're thinking about your moves, but you're not going to think about how much pain you're going to be, and you'll be like, oh shit, I'm in pain after I'm already in pain. Where I'll be assessing the pain before it happens, so then I get a little scared of stuff.
Yeah,
but I have the wrong kind of brain to be a fighter.
Yeah,
you know.
Overthinker.
I'm an overthinker. Yeah. Right. But I think
I don't know if I would label you an overthinker, cuz you didn't really think much about your outfit
That's
coming
true.
In here.
These are Lululemons. Oh, just FYI. Just throwing that out.
Yeah,
there.
But I mean it's pretty horrendous.
Mm-hmm.
Just the shoes and the You look like an eighth grader. I don't know what you're thinking about, but it's clearly not your fucking outfit.
I wanted to come in here lit for the kids.
Right. Right.
I want to
right.
come in here with a different type of color scheme, and I figured that.
To impress the kids.
Yeah, because
while
I was
we're
on,
in the islands.
Because I was jerking off. I was on Brandon's Instagram, and I saw that he has all different color schemes. So I was like, oh, this is the outfit that Brandon. These are socks that he may wear. Yeah. But I guess. Yeah.
No. But I'm sure your kids would think it's a fire fit. Did you bring your kids here? Are they?
No. They're home. They're home with my mom. They came with us here the last time, but they wanted to stay home this time. We wanted to have Jazz and I wanted to have just a night with just us in Puerto Rico. We were like, we're gonna do this. We're gonna do that. And then we were in sleep by 9:30 last night. Fell asleep to watching House of Cards. I woke up this morning with room service in my belly button.
That's great.
Yep. I said I was going to my boy Shane Gillis, hosted SNL. It was the big night for stand-up comics. Fell asleep, missed the whole thing. Missed everything,
woke
up.
What do you, I was wanting to watch that.
Why didn't you watch it?
Because I don't know how to, where do you watch
it? You were watching
Saturday Night
videos of rhinos to study your opponent?
Yeah, I was studying.
When you rub the chair it's wild. Oh, my God.
Where do you watch Saturday Night? How do you turn it on?
In the hotel. I think they had
is it on a certain channel?
NBC. Peacock.
Yeah.
You don't have NBC here?
I have Peacock.
Yeah.
But I don't know how to get to the normal channels.
Yeah. I don't have Peacock. I have Peacock. It's a little it's not it doesn't
It's a different it's
Yeah. Yeah, it's a different streamer.
Doesn't stream very much.
No, it's split streams. My stream hasn't been good lately. I have a prostate issue. It's been weak. Yeah, so my streamer on Peacock, sometimes it depends on where you are.
Lots of flaccid.
Yeah,
I think
flaccid.
Kegels help with that, right?
Kegels do help. So I didn't watch it, but I watched the clips today, and I thought it was fantastic. And it's nice to see SNL with a real, having stand-up comics, Nate Bargatze and Shane Gillis. These guys have hosted these shows, last few months. So that's beautiful to see.
They should just say what time it's on at and where to watch it. Because all the promos and stuff, it doesn't say. And
right.
For the geriatrics, it's pretty probably obvious.
Oh,
this fucking look at this fucking Jake Paul kid on his fucking podcast doesn't know how to turn on SNL, fucking dickweed, fucking dumb brain. How does this guy rich? But bro, I'm just pointing out.
Right.
I wanted to watch it and.
Right. Well, I think that it's one of those things. You're right. I know it's on at 11:30. On NBC's, but again,
11:30 EST,
11:30 EST.
There's a lot of things that go into this,
right? 11:30 EST, which what is that in Puerto Rican time?
12:30 AM. So
12:30 estas.
Asti.
So that so you're right. You're right. You know what? They should do a better job of that. They should have you host.
Yeah, and I'm really good at promoting the dates and times. Like I tell my audience every time I post, like March 2nd, fighting at 10:30 PM.
If you hosted SNL, would you wear shoes or would you go with just socks on?
Probably pull up in some socks.
I think that's the move.
Yeah.
Now, do you think the kids, you guys are the forefront of fashion, do you think it's going to get to that where the move will now be showing up to the club in socks?
It could. They have barefoot shoes. They have shoes that you can put on that look like you're still bare feet.
Really?
Yeah, I think that's becoming the move.
Really? I didn't know about that.
Everyone's like talking about how the shoes actually mess up your foot placement.
No, I'm talking about the
bones.
Ones that actually have the texture and like image of a human foot on the top of them. They look like
really
look like human feet.
Oh.
Yeah.
Interesting.
I don't know about all that, but
that's disgusting.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, sure. I don't know what they do on the Saturday nights that are live, but I know.
Have you never watched it?
I've seen clips, but no, because I don't like how. Like
we watch a lot of Kill Tony. That's
Kill Tony is great.
Yeah.
But it's like they need a. I always see the clips, but it's like why don't they ever,
right?
Get like a rally behind a big moment where like it's like tune in, you know?
Right.
But that's when I was like, oh, Shane Gillis, like I want to watch this.
Right.
He was kicked off.
Right. But you're saying you didn't watch it because they didn't tell you what time to watch it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And obviously I could have Googled it.
But,
that's
an extra step.
That's too much effort.
Now how are you?
I'm 27.
Right.
It has to be one click.
Exactly. One click. Celsius makes it easy.
Just
one click.
Literally just listen. Just.
Hear that?
That's one clip.
What other live drink? What is it? Live energy?
Live fit.
What other live fit drink is doing that? One
live
click.
Fit.
Live fit.
Live fit.
Live fit. Olivia Fit.
Olivia,
from LSU.
Olivia Rodrigo.
Olivia Rodrigo. That's she's my Olivia Rodrigo is my Celine Dion.
Same.
Do you know Olivia Rodrigo?
We go way back, man.
Whoa.
Way back, we were on Disney Channel together.
Holy smokes.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you ever think that...
We were on set together every day for, like, almost 2 years. And I would hear her singing in the other room. And I was just like, this girl is going to be a superstar.
Right.
I was like, I told her, I was like, you're the next Selena Gomez. And she'd be like, no. But turns out she is and was. So, yeah, I got free Olivia Rodrigo concerts for about 2 years, and just hearing her write, she's just superstar. She'd write her own songs while we were on set together. Like I would just hear her playing the piano. And
now how'd you get on the Disney Channel? Do you think that your parents had to do something crazy to get you on there?
Oh yeah.
What do you think they had to do? Illuminati, right? 100%. You had to. Yeah. My family tried. My dad said he was like, I'm willing to blow a shaman, but nobody would let him do that.
Yeah.
So I don't know. We couldn't get in there. Yeah. But you did. You got on there, Disney.
Yeah, no, yeah. And big corporations and such. And
I love Disney.
And everyone's always hitting me up like is it true, you know, like Taylor Swift and all them like in the Illuminati.
Mm-hmm. You know it is.
Yeah.
Well, maybe it is, maybe it isn't. I don't know.
Yeah, yeah.
Depends.
Can't say much.
People think probably you're in the Illuminati. People think my socks are in the Illuminati.
I thought about it for like the first year and a half that I knew you. I was weary of it.
That it was in the Illuminati.
I was just weary of it. I didn't know. So I was just like, maybe he is, so I should probably keep an eye out. I don't want to get roped in there.
Right. And
yeah, I haven't seen anything yet. You ever feel like you were in the presence of one of those groups?
I've thought about that, and I think it's tough to say, but I feel like there's been some moments where like people have like brought up the conversation where they're like kind of like half joking about it, but like I think they gauge my
gauge
reaction. But they'd be like, yo, we can't have this fucking vlogger kid in the Illuminati. Like, know, he's going to fucking film the whole 24-hour challenge inside the Illuminati. Like, I'm like, bro, I slept in the fucking White House. Like, we can't have Jake Paul. He'd be like, it's every day, bro, in the Illuminati. This kid's fucking live streaming at their fucking goat fucking sacrifice. Like, cutting off goat's neck. Jake Paul's over there like, what's up, Jake Paulers?
You'd be the worst candidate.
Yeah, they couldn't have me.
They couldn't have you in it.
So I don't think anyone's ever approached me, but maybe. I don't know. I would see what was good for like 24 hours. But they would have the correct assumption. I would be in that bitch like, nah.
Right.
Shh. Yeah, right. Bro, are you... Lip seal. I'm your guy.
Right.
I'm your guy. I'm your guy.
With the goal to expose it, would that be the goal there?
For sure, bro. I'm all about the truth. Shout out to my boy Vivek.
Shout out. Yep.
You know, I'm out here for the truth. I'm bringing back America. Like, mm-hmm. I'm putting America on my back, low key.
Yeah.
I mean, guys.
Yeah.
What other 27-year-olds with a platform is out here getting political, not caring about money losses and having polarity with certain audiences? Everyone's scared in the Hollywood industry and such. So
right.
I'm just trying to put America on my back.
Dude, the only true heroes in this world, you and Greta Thunberg.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. You guys are very alike.
You're very alike.
All right. So there's jokes. And then there's
like twins.
There's insults.
Give me the similar vibes.
You take it back. You take it back.
Take it back.
Take that back.
Now, what happens if Donnie T gets in the White House? Are you going to sleep over again?
Yeah, but this time I'll probably be invited. Well, I was invited. This time I'll.
You ready for this? If Donald Trump wins, you ready for what your position's going to be? You ready what he's going to nominate you? The first one ever.
What do you think? What do you think?
Secretary of Celsius. Right here, folks. The Secretary of Celsius, right here, the proven drink of the United States. And fueling freedom.
And to I guess it would be to, like, would we change America to the metric system?
100%. We'd have to. We'd have no choice.
Yeah, you're right. Because it seems a little ludicrous. It's like, why did we change the meter, like, which is like 39 inches to a yard, like 36. Like, some American asshole was like, we're better.
Right.
Not no more meters.
Yes.
We remove 3 inches.
Yes.
And call it a yard.
A yard.
And then they stamped it.
Like, better.
They had a big stamp.
They were better, spelled B-E-T-R.
Yep.
Mm.
Some, like, why did we do that? You know what I mean? It's
we
like,
could just be dickheads.
It's like,
sometimes.
We're in America now. 2 centimeters is 1 inch.
That's how we roll. I mean, you're soft. You're
if you think
soft.
About
you're
it,
six
that's
centimeters.
That's what I was gonna say. Is the guy probably had a big dick? Because why would you take something that was like 10 centimeters and then all of a sudden call it 5?
Right.
So the guy probably had a big cock.
Yes.
Because he wasn't afraid to on paper. Going from 10 to 5 is just...
Yes. And back then, not circumcised. Unless, you couldn't circumcise yourself back there. Back then, there was no... unless you were doing it with a pair of dull scissors. That would suck.
Yeah.
Scissor surgeon.
My brother almost died getting circumcised.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
God,
they
wish you
made a miscut. Jesus.
No, I'm kidding. I hope... Is he with us now with the semi-circ?
Good. He's all good, yeah.
Is he a little fucked up down there?
I don't know. I don't think so. But yeah, he was bleeding out all over the place. And
Jesus Christ!
Figured it out. They were like, they thought they were gonna lose him, but he was all right.
Well, I'm happy they saved his penis.
Yeah.
It's like a little hoodie, right? Like you have to like they have to like pull,
yeah.
You have to like it's like a you pull it back when you pee.
You got
to
pull it back.
It's like a little shotgun like pump, like
exactly. It's Ace Boogie in the hoodie.
It's like a snail.
It's like a snail, right?
Like peekaboo.
Peekaboo.
Yeah, that's crazy. I don't know. I think the pink tip is, it's like an airsoft gun, like with the orange tip, you know?
Yes.
It's like, you know.
Two-tone.
A dick with a two-tone cock. Pink
yes,
tip.
My penis is, it's a few different colors. But that's what kind of we like about it. United Nations, we stand as one.
Did you see Drake's dick?
I did see Drake's dick. I did see Drake's dick. I did see that. Yes, I did. I actually made that. I went ahead and made the 3D print of that. Did you see it, Jazz? Drake's dick? Don't lie. Okay, she didn't see Drake's dick. You didn't know Drake's dick was a thing? I'll fucking wrap it around my head right now.
Yeah, it's big.
It's big. It's big, big. And he is. Yeah, he's jerking it. It's big. It thing. It looks like a. You ever go to a car wash and it's that thing outside? That's what his dick looks like. His dick looks literally. When every time I see that video, I'm reminded I need to wash the car when we get home. When we get home, just show me a video of his dick. I'll get the car washed.
It's like a slinky.
It is a slinky. Just bring it going, back. Bring
just
back
going
slinkies.
Down the stairs.
Yeah.
A slinky race is a good fucking time.
Wow.
I did that over the holidays. Man. That's the problem with everything now is that was like the peak level of excitement.
Right.
As like a 10-year-old.
Right.
Was a slinky race down the fucking stairs. Whoa, gravity. And then now it's like.
Yeah.
Fucking.
Stimmed out on
Adderall. Doom scrolling Adderall TikTokers.
Right. Yeah.
TikTok things.
Now
so.
It's a different thing. Mm-hmm. But it's the world we live in. I feel like we could go back 200 years and there'd be people complaining about whatever the new technology was and the world's ending and right. the complaining about the youth. It's like, why don't you just shut up, you old fuck? Yeah, yeah, of course the youth. Of course the youth. You had all hope when you were young. You know, like old people are always complaining about, you know, even some guys my age, it's like they'll complain about the youth. Oh, the youth, they do this. They just doom scroll now. And back in my day, it's like, shut up. Mm. Just shut up, dude. When we were young, we were hopeful. Okay. I didn't have a fucking homosexual experience yet that it was an accident. I didn't know, you know, that the banks were in charge. I didn't fucking know that, you know, we need the wall in Mexico. I didn't know any of that. I was believing all on hope and things like that. So now once life starts to prove itself and you start to feel the truth, you're like, yeah, I get it. I get how the fucking world works now. I'm just going to sit down and shut up. I'm just going to sit down and shut my fucking mouth. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to take my Ozempic and lie about it. That's it.
Yeah.
And then when my spleen gives out, it gives out. And then I'll just die. And then I'm going to have my ashes spread right here on the Dorado Estates. And then maybe one day Jake Paul will shit on me and I'll come back as fertilizer and then the chef will grow me as a plant. And that's how I'll get in Jake's body, which is what I've always wanted.
I can see like somebody animating this whole thing, making an animated visual of this whole thing. That would be great.
I like a guy with a game plan.
That's what I have.
And that's you.
Yes.
And I just applaud you for that because yeah. I think a lot of people are lost, like you're kind of saying a little bit. Mm-hmm. And they're just pissed off and ornery,
mm-hmm.
but you got it figured out.
I got a plan, yeah. and I'm just kind of I'm sitting with my actual feelings, and that's why Chef was hired, is for one day feed you my fertilized body.
Yep, I couldn't agree more, and
that's how we do it, folks.
That's it. That's beautiful.
That's a great summary. That's a great way to. Conclude,
mm-hmm.
and to go on out of here, riding off into the Puerto Rican sunset,
riding into the Puerto Rican sunset
on another bullshit episode with Chris DiStefano,
or you could call me Celsius DiStefano.
Call you Sea Dog, Celsius Chris DiStefano,
mm-hmm. or Chris Celsius, or if you're in Spain. 30th.
Yep. And it's always a pleasure.
Thank you.
Yeah, you always expand my range of thoughts and awareness about what's going on in the world.
Yes.
So for that, I thank you.
I thank you.
And
I leave you here with another quote.
Okay, that's great.
From Machiavelli. From Machiavelli.
Ah.
The Italian.
Yep.
I think. Machiavelli. He said, and be careful on this one, okay? You ready for this? This will help with your Adderall. Mm. You have to think about things. You have to stay in the moment. You have to say to Machiavelli. He said, men, but he also meant women and transgenders, but back then they only said men. Men desire novelty. Novelty meaning new things. Men desire novelty to such an extent that the poor man desires change as much as the rich man. So you have to think about, you guys are doing very well in life. Everything is going well. When you want this insatiable change to happen, be very careful of that, because it might just be you're desiring something new. When you already have everything you've ever wanted, you have it right now. So be careful not to lose it, and don't get used to success. The old yous from 10 years ago can't believe that you're sitting on a plantation in a beautiful, I would assume, $20 million plus home. Do not forget where you came from, and don't think that there's more. You have everything you want. So now just learn it, live it, love it. Be Celsius.
Thank you,
baby.
Thank you, Christopher.
That's it.
Thank you, brother.
You're welcome. I'm high.